Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 21st Sunday of the year. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, producing and presenting this program. Today it's all about the primacy of Peter. Peter was the first pope, and today's gospel we see Saint Peter is appointed by Jesus to be the head of the church. They went to a very significant place, Caesarea Philippi, a place of incredible religious significance. It is 25 kilometers northeast of the Lake of Galilee. The area had 14 temples dedicated to the Assyrian gods called Baal. It also has a cavern underneath a mountain in which the River Jordan has its source. This was also a place where Jewish people came to worship. There was a great temple of white marble built to the godhead of Caesar. It had been built by Herod the Great. This is the backdrop where Jesus is today, with 12 very ordinary men, mostly fishermen, uneducated. It is as if Jesus deliberately set himself against this backdrop of the world's religions at that time and in their history and the splendor that was there. He must know before he began this journey for Jerusalem and eventually the cross, if anyone had grasped who he was. He began by asking what people were saying about him and who they understood him to be. They answered, "Some say that you are John the Baptist. Others say that you are Elijah," they told him. "And even again others say you are Jeremiah." When Jesus had heard the verdicts of the crowd, he asked the all-important question, "And you, who do you say I am?" We can imagine that there was a silence. Then Peter made his great discovery and his great confession. And Jesus knew that his work was safe, because there was at least someone who understood, at least someone who had recognized him for the Messiah, the Anointed One of God, the Son of the Living God. This passage teaches that our discovery of Jesus Christ must be a personal discovery. Christianity never consists in knowing about Jesus. Anybody can read about a figure like Jesus, but it consists of knowing Jesus personally. He did not ask only Peter. He asks all of us, "You, who do you think I am?" Peter was the first man on earth to discover who Jesus was. In other words, Peter was the first member of the church, and in that sense, the whole church is built on him. It is as if Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, you are the first person to grasp who I am. You are therefore the first stone, the foundation stone, the very beginning of the church which I am founding." Therefore, Peter is the first pope. And he is the first bishop of Rome. Pope Leo XIV is the 267th bishop of Rome and the 267th pope since Peter. There has been no break in that line. Leo XIV is the second Roman pontiff after Pope Francis from the Americas, meaning North and South America. He was born on the 14th of September 1955 in Chicago, Illinois, in USA. He has two brothers, Louis Martin and John Joseph. In Rome, he was ordained a priest on June the 19th, 1982. The following year, 1983, he joined the Augustinian mission in Trujillo in Peru, South America. He was prior general of the Augustinians for two consecutive terms between 2001 and 2013. And before becoming a bishop, he worked in Peru as a seminary professor, judicial vicar, parish pastor, and diocesan official. He was elevated to the College of Cardinals by Pope Francis on September the 30th, 2023. On May the 8th, 2025, Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, his name, of the United States and Peru, was elected the 267th Pope, taking the name of Pope Leo XIV. As a naturalized Peruvian citizen and born in the USA, a member of the Order of St. Augustine, in other words, OSA, he brings to the papacy decades of experience in mission service, especially among the poor and the needy. In choosing this name, Pope Leo XIV, as he is, the Holy Father signals a desire to foster faithful dialogue, uphold the dignity of the poor and vulnerable, in continuity with the Gospel and the Church's rich tradition. His first public statement from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Leo said, and I quote, "The world needs Christ's light. Humanity needs him to be the bridge so that God and his love can reach us." End of quote. There are three powerful quotes from when he was made a bishop. His motto is, "In the one Christ, we are one." A second quote is, "To serve is to love, and to love is to give oneself completely, just as Christ gave himself for us." End of quote. The third powerful quote, "The Church is called to be a community that welcomes, that listens, and that accompanies, especially those who are on the margins." End of quote. Addressing representatives of Muslim communities in Senegal, Pope Leo XIV called for religions to work together towards peace and warned against instrumentalizing God for military, economic, or political gain. Pope Leo in Cameroon said, and I quote, "Woe to those who manipulate religion and the very name of God for their own military, economic, or political gain, dragging that which is sacred into darkness and filth." End of quote. The weight of the papacy is immense, and our Holy Father will need grace, wisdom, and strength to shepherd the Church. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to guide and sustain him as he begins this mission. May God bless you. Have a beautiful Sunday and a grace-filled week ahead. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all of God's blessings.